It's time now for the McGovern matchup, and it is Josh Allen against the Patriots defense, including the guy you just heard. That's Matthew Judon. Again, the McGovern matchup brought to you by the McGovern Auto Group. Is your lease up in the next 6 months? McGovern has you covered. McGovern Auto Group will pay up to $1,000 to turn in your lease. With over 18 dealerships across New England, McGovern Auto Group has your next vehicle in stock now. Shop now at McGovernAuto.com. Welcome back to Patriots Preview, driven by the 2022 Honda Pilot. Mark Bertrand and Chris Gasper at Splitsville. We welcome in Paul Perillo from Patriots.com. Paul, how are you?
Better than the Patriots inactive list.
Brutal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, I mean, let me ask you right out of nowhere.
Yeah, right off the top, let's start with the tackle situation. Yadni Kajust out, Isaiah Wynn out. That means we're going to see a healthy dose of Connor McDermott tonight. What can you tell me about Connor McDermott?
Well, I mean, not a whole lot other than he spent most of the year with the Jets on the practice squad. My feeling, and I don't know if Bill Belichick will agree, is I would slide Michael Owenu out to right tackle and put James Ferentz at right guard and handle it that way. I haven't seen any tweets. I don't know if it's late enough yet that we're seeing any of the, you know, the lineups out there, you know, getting ready pregame. But I would go with the better five players rather than a guy who's been here a week and try to get him acclimated. You know, Connor McDermott is a guy obviously they have a little familiarity with because he was drafted by the Patriots way back when, but has really never played for the team. So I would go with what you know. It's not ideal. And the other part of this equation that, you know, the Trent Brown situation is something to monitor as well. I know Mike Giardi pregame said he's expected to play, but they didn't know for how long. So this could be a really, really emergency situation with that offensive line.
Yeah, it should be really interesting. I'll just say, you know, Connor McDermott did see some time, obviously, with the Jets this year, including against the Patriots. So this is not good news, as you mentioned, on the offensive line. Some good news, though, in terms of, you know, Jacoby Myers. He did say he was going to play, but he got banged up. He was sort of on a pitch count for the rest of that Vikings game. Do you expect him to be full go in this one, Paul, or do you think he's still on a little bit of a pitch count?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be interesting to watch that. And I think it might depend, Chris, on the physical beating that he takes. If you remember in that Minnesota game, when he got back in, I want to say the first time they threw in the ball, it looked like he took a hit right back on that shoulder. And he kind of winced in pain. So I think it's one of those deals that if you can sort of get the ball in his hands a few times and avoid those kinds of hits, then maybe he won't be on a pitch count. I have to think he's not feeling great right now, but he gutted it out last week. And I expect him to do the same tonight. But, you know, the good news for Mac Jones is they did have some other guys, you know, step up and make some plays for them last week. I think Hunter Henry's been a little bit more involved, and Devontae Parker and Nelson Agholor made some plays last week as well. So maybe there's a little bit more depth there than there would have been earlier in the season if Myers was out.
All right, so also along these inactives, looking at the list, surprise one there, Jalen Mills inactive tonight for the Patriots. And the matchup, as we discussed, the McGovern matchup is Josh Allen against this Patriots team. How do you contain him? What do you do? Do you go so far as to say you'll let him run, Paul, to prevent him from throwing the ball? That's something we've kicked around here tonight.
Yeah, and the flip side of that, too, is you know that Allen's not feeling great, so I think that they've tried to limit his planned runs in the last – I don't think they had too many planned runs in that Thanksgiving game against Detroit, maybe the last couple there to set up the game-winning field goal. That's a dangerous way to play. I have so much respect for Josh Allen, the way he plays, and just the versatility that he shows. It's not great to be missing Jalen Mills. I think Jonathan Jones is probably going to get Stephon Diggs, you know, more than likely with some help. But I think I told you that last week, too, that Jonathan Jones would be on Justin Jefferson with some help. And it wasn't really until the second half that they started giving him, you know, double teams. So I don't think that they can get by allowing Diggs to do what they did last week with Jefferson. I think they have to have a better plan and better execution of that plan, because if we're looking up at the end of this game and Diggs has 9 for 136 and a touchdown, my guess is those other guys will be contributing enough that the Bills scored a lot of points.
Paul, how do you look at the Patriots' offense? Obviously, some significant strides were made against Minnesota. Did you just sort of chalk that up to Minnesota being, you know, really one of the worst pass defenses in the league and being super banged up in the secondary, missing three corners? Or do you think it's something that the Patriots can replicate and that they have Mac Jones and the passing attack back on track?
I mean, I do somewhat chalk it up a little bit to Minnesota. They are a god-awful pass defense. But at the same time, I liked a lot of what I saw from Mac Jones just in the way he looked. And I know it's dangerous to sort of read into body language and things like that, but I thought from the very first drop back of the game, he looked far more comfortable than he has really all season. I thought it was by far and away his best game of this year, and I would go back to Cleveland last year when he's making as many downfield throws as he did early on in that game on Thanksgiving. So, yes, I'm optimistic about the direction that the offense went. I'd like to see if they can continue that. Now, if he's under attack tonight because of the patchwork nature of the offensive line, you know, maybe we won't get to learn a whole lot. And I do think the Bills' defense might not be confused with, you know, the 2015 Denver Broncos, but it's a pretty good group, and they got some guys back this week, you know, especially in that front seven. They'll rotate a lot of bodies and get after you without really blitzing a lot. So I don't think it'll be as easy for the Patriots offense tonight as it was Thursday night, but I want to see how Mac Jones looks. Does he stay poised in the pocket? Is he, you know, going through his progressions and seeing the field the way it looked like he did Thursday night? I want to see a little bit more of that.
All right, Paul. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
All right, boys.
Paul Perillo from Patriots.com joining us from inside Gillette Stadium tonight. Patriots getting ready to take on the Buffalo Bills.